Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right. It is not Chris Broussard. It is
Hit
Rob
Parker. Hit
that record
scratch.
That's right. Mike Harmon filling in for Dan and the Danettes on a Tuesday, hour number two of the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Grab your phones, because I know you're going to want to get involved in this one as well. 877-99 on Fox. But, Mike, we've been talking a little bit about the NBA All-Star Weekend. And obviously, LeBron went out of his way to be the headliner and throw as many stories out there about him.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron really, he did the big interview with Kenny Smith for TNT, where he proclaimed himself the greatest guy who ever played basketball, the GOAT, if you will. He talked about leaving the door open to come back to Cleveland, where he played twice already. I'm sure Laker fans mired in this travesty of a season that's going on felt good about that, that he's talking about playing somewhere else. Again, I always say, remember, when LeBron retires, Mike, they're going to have a statue of him out in front of the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. In one hand will be a basketball, and the other hand will be luggage. You know, like that's going to be his.
Like he's running through an airport.
Yes.
No. Let's leave that alone.
That's not. We'll forget that one. But
I just figured you'd laugh and kind of remember those.
Hertz commercials in the old days with OJ.
Well, now they have Tom Brady.
Yes, I know.
How
they
about
do.
That? Crazy, right?
And the third story that was out there is that, hello, is this on? He hit the microphone and he's like, anybody who'll listen, I want to play with Bronny. I don't care how much money I make or whatever. It doesn't matter. I'll go anywhere to play with my son. That's what I want to do. So he put that out there in the universe as well. So there are three stories that came out. And the other part that was interesting, and I just want to mention this, is given that he's the hometown guy, right, from Akron, Ohio, that he delivered the first championship to the city of Cleveland in 52 years when they had that 3-1 comeback from the choking dog Warriors. Did I say that? Excuse me. when they won that championship.
That really flowed off your tongue really easily there, Rob.
But who got the biggest applause over the weekend? Mike, who got him?
That Jordan character.
It was Michael Jordan.
That's
so
right.
LeBron walked around like he was the late, great Michael Jackson, and then all of a sudden the Beatles showed up, you know, like that's what it was.
Yeah, no, that was the moment of it all, right? And I know you're on social media a lot, as am I, right? Out and about. Sunday I was out with my daughters watching the U.S. women's national team as they put a hurting on New Zealand, and then got into my All-Star Sunday and just, you know, you've got second screens going on and you're just watching everybody, the legends, the young players, falling over themselves to get a photo and a moment with Michael Jordan, right? Just time and time again. And then that ovation, right? That was like he was being introduced by Ray Clay going back to the United Center.
And let me say this. I've been around so long. I started covering the NBA in 1987. I was there, Mike, when he made that shot in Richfield, Ohio against the Cavs. Ooh. And Craig Elo. I was sitting courtside next to Clifton Brown, who was covering for the New York Times.
How about that?
In those days, and we were sitting there, and I'll never forget that moment and that building going stone silent when Michael Jordan made that shot in a Game 5 do or die. If he misses that, the Bulls are out of the playoffs.
Yeah, let me ask you a question related to all of these magnificent events you've been at. You save all your credentials?
No. I have a lot, but not all. I have a lot.
Because I was going to try to Venmo you money to get that one.
Yeah, that one would be. I'd have to look in my stash, but that was. I was there.
I'm big in the whole memorabilia world. So
I was at the 86
thing.
Game 6 World Series. The ball goes through Bill Buckner's legs.
There you go.
I could go on and on.
There's a book in you.
36 years in this business, so I've been around. But anyway,
yeah.
My point was that Cleveland fans could still have an axe to grind with MJ, you know what I mean, and LeBron's
sure.
The native son, yet Jordan got the biggest applause and response from the crowd. But anyway, LeBron went on his interview with TNT and Kenny Smith and said that he was the GOAT and that he's the best who's ever played basketball, and he made his case that he could play guard all five positions and all of the numbers and stats he's compiled and all that. And I still say, no way, no how is he the GOAT. I still believe Michael Jordan is, and this is not the old head talking and the young kids going, oh, these old guys, they're holding on to their past memories and LBJ is the guy and all that. But here's proof to me why even he doesn't believe he's the GOAT. Is because a couple of years ago, when they won the bubble championship, the Lakers, Anthony Davis, you remember that?
Yeah, he was healthy then.
Well, he had 4 months off because of the pandemic.
Well,
and
see,
that
helped.
Yeah,
hey, folks, forget about that. That break was huge.
Huge.
I don't take anything away from it, but it is part of the explanation of how they got to that end game.
There's no doubt about it. And even after he won that championship, right, he comes to L.A., the first year they don't make the playoffs, people are questioning what's going on, and he gets a championship. And he says, and now I want my damn respect. Like that. Remember, the quote was something like that.
Yeah, pretty much on point there, yeah.
And my point is, if you have to ask for it, it tells you something. And if you have to tell people you're the greatest, it tells you something, and people go, well, Muhammad Ali used to say he's the greatest, and nobody ripped him for saying that. Muhammad Ali, that was like a gimmick,
right.
A part of his boxing
it was a shtick.
Rhetoric, a shtick, and further proof of this is that he was saying it even before he ever beat Sonny Liston, that he was the greatest. So it wasn't after. It was a part of his shtick and what he used to go around
He took his persona from Gorgeous George and all the wrestlers, right? And they're yelling and screaming, etc. And so, yeah, it became part of the mystique. And later on, you said, well, yeah, he is the greatest. But it was a shtick. And if LeBron just owned it that way, I think everybody would be okay with it. But it's a lot of this just seems needy. And look, you get some level of success. I mean, anybody's looking around going, am I really good? How do people really think about me? And we've talked about it with Kevin Durant. We've talked about it with a number of guys in every league. Hell, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers later on in the show and the latest with him. I think a lot of it is everybody's just looking for a hug, Rob.
Right. I agree. It's hard for me to understand why, of all the stuff that LeBron has accomplished, that he just can't let, like, if even if I was asked that question, Mike, I would say that's not for me to determine. My resume speaks for itself. There'll be people who will look at what I've done, what I've accomplished, and whatnot, and they'll be able to say that they thought I was or they thought I wasn't. You know, like that's how people are. And a lot of people think if you pick Jordan, you're a LeBron hater, you know, and you know, you're not making a case for LeBron just because, or then they get into the ring count. If LeBron had 6 rings and no losses, his minions would be using the ring total and that he had never lost. But since he has 6 losses, and that's why, Mike, I call him the Fofote, the finals failure of all time, because he's lost more NBA finals than any other former regular season MVP. And before you say, well, what about Jerry West? He lost 7. Jerry West never won an MVP. Hello? So I think that LeBron shouldn't have to say it. People should be able to identify him as such. And I'm not saying that there's nobody in that camp, but even he doesn't even get the love, Mike, from the former players. Forget about the talking heads and the sports writers who people want to poo-poo and discount. How about, you know, when Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith and Paul Pierce, and then you could hear Walt Clyde Frazier and other former players go, I don't respect the way he went at it. I don't like the super team thing. I don't like this. I don't like that. And they say he's not the greatest.
Yeah, I think a lot of it for me, Rob, comes as to how the reaction, not just from the fans, but also just all those former players on that All 75, just how they all responded to Michael Jordan. That tells you everything. You cited a few of them. Just go back and watch the reaction. Almost a reverence to it of he got there, right? He was at the NASCAR race and found his way there and got all suited up. I mean, I still want to know what he and Rodman were saying to each other, because that's a whole other conversation I want to
be. And how about when he told Barkley, hey, let's go play one on
one? Well, yeah, he said that to Magic, too, right?
To Magic, so, I meant Magic, yeah. You're right.
So you've got all of that flowing through, but, you know, for LeBron, we all recognize what he is. Hell, I went and saw a movie the other day, and it was a Braun production. I went and saw Licorice Pizza. His production company was part of that. How about that? Starring the late Philip Seymour Hoffman's kid. Pretty good
movie. Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So it's the whole time I'm looking at him going, well, it's got all the mannerisms. It's a Paul Thomas Anderson movie. He would have cast, and then I'm like, I got to look it up. It's like, yeah, it was his kid. So there you go. I'm not completely.
Did your girls want to go see Space Jam when that came out?
0. No, they didn't even want to see the original. I've tried.
Okay.
They're all out.
Right. I'm
I don't
curious.
Think they appreciate the Looney Tunes quite the same way we did.
Yes.
I mean, it's a different world in that regard. But I think for LeBron James, and look, we all respect the career. It's been a magnificent career with the great expectations going back to all those SI covers and the changing of how high school sports were covered. I remember my brother calling me from Chicago. He was able to go to one of his games and standing room only. I mean, just for a regular Friday night game. It was that big an event. That, you know, you're looking at, and we all appreciate that. But in the end, when you start going into these, I want to be considered the GOAT, and you're talking about it, I mean, Jordan, whenever he's asked, he kind of chuckles. He goes, I hate that. Like, I hate the conversation. Because you just know. I remember having Jerry Rice, I was telling my daughter we were going to a camp that he was going to be at, and, you know, I was going to help run things a little bit and, you know, talk to him a bit for it. And I was explaining his career, and it's like, you know, one of the nicknames is the GOAT. And someone flipped the football, and I had him sign it, and she goes, can you add the GOAT? And he just started laughing. You could tell, like, wow, that's not something I do. But for her, right. He did it. So it's on the ball. It's like, I don't know that I've ever seen another one. But so guys are uncomfortable with it and not asking for it. Like, it's just part of who they are.
And here's the other part of the story. Okay, so then he also puts out there that he wants to play with his son. Yeah. Nobody has an issue with that. Would that be great?
Sure.
Ken Griffey played with Ken Griffey Jr.
LeBron James.
But LeBron wants to play with Bronny. And there's a couple things that's wrong with this. First of all, I'll say this. He's put an enormous amount of pressure on his son by even putting that out in the atmosphere, right? He's ranked, he's a junior, I guess, in high school, right. And he's ranked 34th in his of juniors. So it's not like he's a top 10 of anybody playing high school basketball now. So there's no guarantee, Mike, is there, that he's going to make it to the NBA?
No, we got 2 years to grow, but yeah, to your point, there's
he's
no guarantees.
He's 6'3". He's not like 6'8 or anything like that. So we don't know about that. And then the other part is, he's making a case so that he can kind of make sure that the GMs and the scouts and the people know that, hey, if you draft my son, I'll come play. I'll come play for peanuts, because he said money wasn't an issue. It's not about money. I just want to do this and play my last year with my son in the NBA. And if I were a GM or a team owner, I would run the other way. I'm dead serious. I would run the other way. I think you would have, you would set up a bad situation where you would feel compelled if Bronny's on the team. What if he's not one of the better players? You have LeBron there. You know, can the coach do what he wants to do? Or will he feel some added pressure? What about teammates if they feel like Bronny's getting playing time, Mike? He's not as good as the other players who are on the team. Oh, yeah, but his dad's on the team, so of course he's getting these special treatment. It could divide a locker room. It could mess up a franchise. And the difference between when Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey played together with the Mariners is that Ken Griffey Jr. was the star, not the dad, right? Ken Griffey was a very good major league player.
Right.
Who was the star? Jr. was the star. So if Bronny's the star and you have LeBron on the bench as a role player or whatever or something, we're talking about maybe year 22 in the league. But it can't be the other way around where the dad is bigger player than Bronny. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think if I'm also Bronny, if that's the case and I'm a fringe guy but I'm only getting dragged along because of my dad, how much does he want that, right? Because that's an old internal struggle, family struggle kind of there. And I don't know their dynamics. I don't pretend to know them. But I just know, you know, that plenty of folks who've, you know, gotten into the family business or dragged into the family business, pick it, maybe out there listening, you've had this situation where you're like, you really didn't want to be, you might want to be in the same business, but you don't necessarily want to be trading on your, you know, and son or and daughter kind of tag to it all. So you got that going. So for me, the only thing I'm looking at though, Rob, if I'm a franchise that I know I'm not going anywhere and my revenue's low and I could make some easy money and put some butts in seats, sell some extra ads on local television and everything else by bringing LeBron in.
So you're a gimmick guy. You're okay with this?
Well, I'm okay. I'm okay with it if I'm a bottom feeder and I know it's a long road to get it right. Right? Because everybody says, oh, built through the draft. Okay, are you hitting on 100% of the guys? No. Is every year a trend, you know, that transcendent generational guy like LeBron was all those years ago? No. So we like even the last one, right? Now we're wondering if Zion, if and when he's going to play and where, right? Those kind of things. Like we have those debates all the time. But if I can suddenly infuse a bunch of cash into my businesses and excite a fan base, even if it's just, you know, seeing a guy as a former shell of himself. During Radio Row, I got caught up with Barry Sanders, right? He was making the rounds, and we're chatting. And I showed him a trading card, again, to Jerry Rice, in a Broncos uniform. Because he couldn't let it go.
Right.
And he just looked at me and goes, what is this? And I tried to explain, you know, what happened. He goes, I don't even remember this. But I go, how does that look? What's your first reaction? He goes, that just doesn't look right. Right? It's that kind of thing. But for some team, you know, it might be worth the cash play. And if I'm the guy and I'm trying to get my franchise at least economically in the right direction, so I'm not stressing about contracts and payments and whatever, then yeah, I might sell out for it.
All right, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Two things. You could tap on either one. Is it weird to hear LeBron call himself the GOAT? Do you have a problem with that? And would you be down for having Bronny and LeBron on your team if you were an owner? 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. It is the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio on a Tuesday. Stick and stay America.
You know, every golf company claims to be longer off the tee, but Callaway's new Rogue ST driver is the only one built to completely bomb it. It's been speed-tuned to be Callaway's fastest, most stable driver ever. Every Rogue ST is engineered with a new tungsten speed cartridge, which gives you more speed on off-center hits and provides more forgiveness thanks to high MOI. But that's just the beginning, because Callaway has engineered a Rogue ST for every player. Most golfers will fit into the Max because of its incredible combination of distance and forgiveness. But there's also Max D, their dedicated draw model for players who need more shot shape correction. Now, if you need something more low spin, there's Max LS, which gives you stronger trajectory with a more neutral ball flight. But for the true players out there, the Rogue ST Triple Diamond LS is the compact low spin head that the tour players love. Callaway has thought through every aspect of speed, so all you have to do is go Rogue. Find your Rogue ST driver at callawaygolf.com/go-rogue.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Mike Harmon filling in for Dan and the Danettes on this Tuesday. Telephone number 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We are talking about LeBron.
Yeah, we are.
The self-proclaimed GOAT.
All right, one of the things that was mixed in our conversation to start here, Rob, Cleveland Cavaliers, right, and opening the door to that.
Yes.
Can I just give you a quote from Darius Garland? Made the All-Star team. Great story, right? The Cavaliers now fourth in the East. Asked about, you know, James and looking at the roster and all. Quote, it means a lot. Our guys want to make our own legacy. Just a new rebuild, a rebirth of Cleveland. It's a new look, a new feeling, and that means a lot to us.
Hello. In other words, we don't want you, Bronny. We don't. We want to do our own thing. I think that door is closed as well, but we want to hear from you. Jump in on LeBron. Couple things on the table about him calling himself the GOAT. How do you feel about that? And if you were a team, a GM, an owner, would you want LeBron and Bronny as a package deal? I know people want to chime in, Mike.
Oh, let's get it started. We'll go to Indiana with Derek. What do you got? Welcome in.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. In my opinion, this is just a ploy for LeBron to try to guarantee Bronny get drafted. Because, like, the second he gets, like, the draft order comes out and the Utah Jazz have the first pick, we're going to see LeBron trying to guarantee that his kid gets somewhere else. I can see him turning into LeVar Ball, you know, like I don't want my son, you know, it's not going to go as smooth as like some people that are liking this move. Like, I think this is kind of silliness, him saying he'll go. Like, what if he gets drafted by the Pacers and the Pacers put Bronny in the G League? Like, is he going to go to the Fort Wayne, whatever, and play with his son?
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yes.
Barnstorming tour with Fort Wayne.
I'm with you. Thanks for the call. Derek. And he's right. I mean, it is because to do this too, because Mike, it's junior year, senior year, and then he's got to play either 1 year at college or one, you know what I mean?
Like, or to Europe, we're talking about, or whatever. Yeah. Or the
G League. 3 years from now is what we're talking about.
Well, because that's the other part of the conversation, Rob. Is LeBron James' body going to get there?
Right. He's been injured three of the 4 years in L.A.
Well, because looking at this year, right? He's talked about it, his knee and the swelling and everything else. And obviously playing some amazing basketball for a really bad team. So it doesn't matter. It's empty box score stuff at this point. And a cool story, right? Because you'd say, in his 19th year, that's great. But, you know, as we watch this season unfold, it's like you're saying he's going to be able to do this 2-3 more times before Bronny's eligible. And look, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. Maybe Bronny shoots up another 6 inches and all of a sudden he's 6'9 like his dad. And we're having a completely different conversation.
Right.
But where he is right now, and the show is today, to steal from our old buddy Arnie Spanier, this is where we have to take the conversation, that he would be more or less a throw-in to try to bring in LeBron James.
877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's go. Greg in Colorado. Welcome in to the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you
doing? Good morning.
Good morning. What you got for me?
So, yeah. Well, I think that this Bronny and LeBron package is a huge gimmick, but I think it's going to pay off for some franchise. I've talked to, you know, a few people around that said, you know, wherever he goes, they want to buy tickets to go see him wherever. So I think it's going to be a money grab, not just for the city, but around the country.
Get in there and sell.
Well, the only thing is, I hear you if Bronny was a star. I would agree with that. Like, we still aren't there. Mike, if Bronny's a six coming off the bench and LeBron's on the team, how is that really going to sell tickets for that?
Well, LeBron's still going to be the name, right? Folks are still going to show up.
Here, 22?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, yes. Even if you don't want to proclaim him the GOAT, he's still... still the guy you want to say you see, you've seen play, right?
Thanks for the call. Appreciate
Thanks.
It. Yep, thank you.
Yeah, no, at least for me, I whether it's year 22, year 25, it doesn't matter. If he's still in a uniform and playing, hopefully, more than 5 minutes a night, if we're down to that and it's a wish and a prayer and he's taking every other game off to load manage, well then, yeah, now we're in a whole other era of things. But if physically somehow he defies Father Time a little bit more, and continues to be more or less the Terminator, although he's showing some cracks.
And he doesn't impact winning anymore. He doesn't impact winning now. He's putting up great numbers, and they don't even win.
Well, but that's the thing, right? If you're one of these bottom-feeding franchises trying to put butts in seats, if he can come in and still fill a box score, you don't care, do you? I mean, you do. I do, like from a what we do for our jobs and a historical, but I'm also looking at it, you know, sports are still entertainment and an exhibition. And if I still got a guy out there in LeBron, however he's working as the five or down in the low post or whatever the game evolves to, you know, if fans can still be introduced to that, younger fans, and, you know, now we're talking, and again, this is where you and I, you know, are at that, you know, a little older. I mean, you talk about folks with little kids, like that's their guy, right? It's either Kobe or him. So you'd still be able to take them to a game and say, you know, this guy was the greatest that I saw, kind of that kind of discussion, which puts butts in seats and sells some more jerseys.
All right, it's the Dan Patrick Show, 877-99 on Fox, talking LeBron James. The GOAT talk, does that bother you? He proclaimed himself the GOAT, and also playing with Bronny. It looks like most people are down with Bronny and LeBron being a package deal.
Well, how about we go out to Sean in Sacramento? Welcome in. It's Rob and Mike here on Fox.
Man, my uncle from another mother and my best friend.
I appreciate you.
Early, man.
Well, you know, they had an opportunity. We crossed the lines, and they said, hey, you guys want to come and spar a little bit? And I said, all right, let's get a sweat
let's
on.
Let's do it. There's no doubt, Sean. What's up?
Anytime we get the stars out the park and I watch a Flex podcast on this early, we're blessed as America, man. But my take real quick, man, is Kanye West becoming is LeBron becoming the Kanye West of the sports media? Every time somebody's walking to the stage to accept their award, here he comes, stomping his feet. Hey, we should have a parade for us, too. Let's just make it a whole L.A. thing. Hey, Cleveland, I know you're doing well in the East, but how great would it be if I came back? Hey, Bronny, you know what? Let's just team up. Get Team Tebow, join the Globetrotters, and make this a world tour. Come on, Brian. Stop being a clown show, brother. If you really are the best of all time, you can stop with the gimmicks. You can stop with the subtext in every single one of your tweets. Just be great, man. If we learn anything from Michael Jordan, shout out Chicago, we learned that as long as you just be great, everything else falls into place. That's all I got, fellas. Good morning.
Spot on, Sean from Sacramento. He's spot on.
That
Mike.
Was great. That was great.
Just
great
be great.
Right,
people recognize and identify you when you're great. You don't have to tell people, hey, tap people on the shoulder and say, guess what? I'm great. No.
Well, I think, you know, we start getting into a little bit of a generational thing here, maybe, Rob, because we look at social media and it's a look at me now.
Oh, there's no doubt about
right?
it. You're 100%.
You know,
like,
it
look at the
later.
Clothes. Look at my car. Look at my watch.
Look at what I ate.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I'm guilty
things.
Of the food. You know
no,
that.
No, hey, you know what? You're a foodie. I'm a foodie. I'll tell you where I went for dinner and if it was good or bad or indifferent. I mean, we try to help people out, right? We're building community. That's what we try to do. Right? That's social media for you. That's social media for me and trying to bring everybody into our extended family for sure.
877-99 on Fox is the number. It's the Dan Patrick Show.
All right, let's go. Cindy. Am I getting the pronunciation right? Cindy or Cindy in Seattle? Welcome in.
Man, it's Cindy. Cindy from Seattle.
Cindy, there you go. How are you?
I'm good, man. My opinion is, you know, we did it in Seattle with the Griffies. In 2-3 years, I see my Seattle Sonics coming back you know, LeBron, Bronny James, we need to fill these seats up. Bring the Sonics back. How you guys feel?
Ooh, I like that. Look at that, yeah, Rob. He's now expanding. Some folks would want contraction based on some of the basketball that you watch on a day-to-day basis.
I get it, but the only difference is Junior was the star, not Pops. And I'm not so sure. Like, at this present time, Pops, old Pops, year 22 would be the star, not Bronny, at this time. I don't know what's going to happen 2 years from now, right, Mike? I'm talking about right now.
Right.
If he was the number five prospect in the entire country, we got a different conversation going.
Well, that's just it, right? There's not a single person going, all right, can't miss, and here's, you know, the one little aspect of the game that needs to be refined. There's a lot to it, right, that still has to go, and it's, you know, heady player. I've seen clips. I can't pretend that I've watched all his games, although they are on TV a bit here in Southern California now and again. But it's the show is today, I guess, Rob, is the finest way to put it. And we're looking, but also trying to project. And 2 years on my body, I'm not in the low post. Not that it's the same physicality that it was in the 80s, and we don't do those comparisons. But still, you know, you talk about a guy that's added three or four seasons on his body through the playoffs, an international ball. Eventually, you got to see the cliff, I think.
And he's been hurt three of the 4 years in L.A.
The only
year he wasn't hurt was the year that they had the 4 months off because of the pandemic. I mean, those are just facts. This isn't somebody hating on LeBron. Father Time is undefeated, and that's just the case. And I don't know what shape or what situation LeBron will be in 3 years. And it's admirable for a father to want to play with his son.
I don't have any issues with that.
It's cool. It would be cool. But I think LeBron has put Bronny out there, and I just it's a lot of pressure. Let him go through his process. It would be great if he makes it on his own. You know what I mean? And then if you get to that point, right, and LeBron's still playing, and now Bronny's going to be a top 10 pick or whatever, and you say, okay, I'm a free agent. I would love to play a season with LeBron. Then are we having a different conversation? Would that be cool? Yes.
But that's just it, right? It's about the viability of the player. Right, in and of itself, as a LeBron, if you want to start spouting his stats as he does to his own, right, here's my box score for the day, and you want to start talking Bronny up that way, I guess I would understand it more, because now you're selling the player as opposed to, well, I come with that kind of situation.
No, it's really right. And he's talking about today, how he's playing today, not how he would be playing 3 years from now.
Yeah, and it's, look, it's great theater. It gives us something to talk about in the All-Star break, and it keeps the, I guess, to some degree, the Lakers relevant. Because, really, if they weren't the Lakers and you didn't have LeBron at this point, we'd be pivoting to something else. How about we go to Paulie here in Los Angeles? What do you got, Paulie?
Hey, guys, love you. Hey, Park, I love you when you're on here in L.A. With that self-anointed dean of sports. I got to agree with you. This is the LeVar Ball in reverse. LeBron's playing the carnival hawker, you know, and Barker, and the players got to live up to it, whereas the other way, the Balls were actual players. They can play. They deserve where they're at.
Right.
And the old man pushed the right button. So I see you hit it right on the nose, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. And, yes, Rogan and Rodney, I'm usually filling there on AM 570 in Los Angeles, and I'm on every Friday, so I appreciate the support.
There you go.
Respect to
Fred Rogan. I mean,
that's right. Fred,
hey,
the
longevity,
dean.
He's been at it forever.
40 years at KNBC in Los Angeles on television. 40 years. Think about that, Mike.
Staying power.
In local television, you know how impossible that is?
No, and you become a legend. Like, that's the thing. I mean, I admire Fred. I mean, I'm trying to do that here at Fox Sports Radio. I ain't even halfway done.
Man.
We got a long way to go here, Rob.
No doubt. All right. Coming up on the Dan Patrick Show, Rob Parker, Mike Harmon filling in for Dan and the Danettes. We're going to go to my favorite, Major League Baseball, and please, this is a crucial week. We'll talk about where the labor talks are going, the new CBA, my heart, my gut, what I feel about this. So we'll do that and much more. It is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is the Dan Patrick Show on a Tuesday, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Mike Harmon, filling in for Dan and the Danettes, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Mike, you know baseball is my number one. I love Major League Baseball, and I'm a little fiending a little bit that spring training didn't start like it should have. Last Wednesday when pitchers and catchers show up. But I'm still hopeful that this is an important week and they get a new CBA in place. And I think we kind of got spoiled, Mike. You know this because you're a little older. not older than me, but older, from the standpoint that we had 28 years of labor peace. That was unheard of in baseball, right?
Right. They might have had a lot of contentions, and there's always a lot of fights behind the scenes.
Always.
But it was always a, remember what we are charged to do to keep revenue flowing. And both sides would figure out where the concessions needed to be made. They'd grit their teeth. It's kind of like the handshake line. See how it all comes together? You may not like what happens and what needs to happen, but you recognize this is the way it flows. And for Major League Baseball right now, I know with your Inside the Parker, now you're just going to do, you know, here's some more interviews with guys, and let's talk about when you guys got to play the game. As opposed to right now, hey, where are you vacationing?
Yeah, but I think it's hard. Both sides, I think they both understand the importance of not missing any games. We've never had missed regular season games, Mike, via a lockout. We have when players have struck. So in a lockout situation, I don't expect them to miss regular season games. Do we really need 7 weeks for spring training and 30 exhibition games? No, probably not, right?
No. I think you can shorten that. It's kind of like we talk about, you know, for the NFL, and you can shorten that. Why? Because guys stay in shape.
Right. It is not, they're not working jobs. You used to work your way into shape, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you had guys that actually had jobs. I know growing up south side of Chicago, it was legendary. All right, this guy was the part of the milkman crew. This guy was part of the meat distribution, and he'd come in and shake hands while other guys unloaded the truck. I mean, they all had other jobs. That's not the case now. It's a training 365, or you're going to lose your job, and that's part of the big package that's being talked about here, Rob, is when you talk about minor league jobs and you know, options and how many times a guy can be sent down. You know, all of those things are important to the flow of the minor leagues through Major League Baseball that they're trying to get right, and the economics of it, you know, in terms of the competitive balance taxes there, minimum salaries they want raised, and changing how the pie of revenue sharing is there. You got a lot of big issues to address. And I was glad to see at least the report on Monday that, you know, they didn't do a 15 minutes courtesy wave.
No. They put in 5 hours or something, right?
Right. I mean, I think that's the biggest part of this is they're realizing that, you know, that the drop dead date is starting to come there. And I still would believe that we'd go back to the old school with the twist of more double headers, right? Day, night, so you can get both gates, which is what we've seen. Once upon a time, you and I enjoyed double headers.
It's unbelievable that we went to double headers. And you know this, Mike, the game. But it was different because every game wasn't on television.
Right.
So every game wasn't a four-hour affair. There used to be games without television, so those games were 2.5 hours. Like, there are no four-minute commercial breaks or five-minute, whatever it is. It was different back then, and you would go to the ballpark on a Sunday and sit there and watch two games and not think anything of it.
You know? My God, I mean, we lived in the bleachers. Usually at Comiskey Park. Sometimes we'd get Cubs tickets.
Right.
But it was the kind of thing, if you had straight A's and attendance stuff, it's like you'd fill out a form and they'd send you a pile of tickets. It's like, all right, we're going for free. Who's driving us? And then it was, all right, try to find your uncle or grandpa or whoever could get some time that day to take you to the ball yard. And you'd have fun and stay. I get nervous whenever you got these type of dollar amounts floating. You always think calmer heads are going to prevail because they recognize, and particularly going back to the last issue, go all the way back to the canceled World Series, Rob.
Right, but think about this, 94.
Right, but look at all that had to happen to get baseball back on steady ground afterwards.
Right.
And now everybody's wringing their hands over what it brought, right? Guys that looked the other way for a number of years as guys came back looking like cartoon characters are now going, oh, wow, that was awful period of time. It's like, well, a lot of you guys cashed checks that didn't question it openly while you were watching.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying the larger collective
baseball
world, right? And it was like, all right, it was good for business, and it got everybody talking again. I remember being at the Hall of Fame during the home run chase, and they had the tracker as you walked in to the front, and over the loudspeakers, they would cut into the at-bats. And there was a guy standing there waiting to add an extra one for that date for each of those players. It was fantastic.
No doubt about it. It saved the game, in fact. It really did. But in this case, I do believe, like, we're in a different time now, and people will find other things to do.
True.
And I think there will be a backlash if the season is interrupted or doesn't start on time, and some fans will say, to hell with it. I mean, it would break my heart. I still believe that they'll get to that drop date deadline, which is like the 28th they need to before March 1st, right?
Right.
In order to have enough time to get everybody, you know, ready to go, play some exhibition games, and then be ready to start the season on time. It's imperative, and that's why you see they're meeting every day. It's not 5 or 10 minutes. It's 5-hour sessions. The owners have conceded with the Universal DH. Where are you on that, Mike? Are you a DH guy?
Yeah. Well, one, because it got my guy Harold Baines into the hall. But also the fact—
through the back door? Did you say that? Oh,
hey,
I'm sorry.
Hey, Hall of Famer. Just because you guys couldn't see it in your, you know, you didn't have the specs properly to get him in during the normal vote, someone eventually figured it out. All right, that's just my hometown bias.
I understand.
Hey, man, I'll own it. Everybody that tries to claim they're not a fan of stuff is lying to me and lying to America, Rob, because that's how we got into this business, right? Love of sport, love
no
of an
doubt.
Individual player, maybe a team that enthralled you, and you never lose that 100% would be my argument there. But, you know, for the Universal DH, I'm all for it. I know there's some pitchers that really take it seriously. The rest of them do not. So they don't want to do it. I don't want to see it.
I get that part, but I hate the game wasn't, you know, I'm more of a traditionalist.
I understand.
And that's not how the game started. And I love the strategy of the National League. Do I pinch hit here?
Oh, come
in the sixth
on. It's
inning?
A blackjack card that you can get for 99 cents.
I love that.
It's not that much strategy.
Yes, it is.
It's way more. What's the score? No, I look at my blackjack card like I'm going to go sit down.
The American League is like a softball league. Just everybody. when we played and we had too many guys, you know, like two extra guys, and nobody wants to sit. You're playing in the schoolyard,
sure.
Or, you know, you're playing in the park or whatever with friends, and there's two extra guys on each team, and nobody wants to sit around and be a reserve, right? You know what we came up with? We had EHs, extra hitters, EHs. They
there
were
you go.
EH.
See, you're an innovator. Just like that, intelligence does run in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
All right, final hour of the Dan Patrick Show coming up right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.